Tonight, each and every show, we tee it up with the folks from Talk Radio News. Everything's happening in D.C. Let's face it, it's the buzz in your backyard and mine. There's no question about it. A lot of things happening. The IRS, the first head rolled. It was Steve Miller. 25 years he spent with the IRS. Now he is gone. He was the interim commish. Ellen, what did you think of that? Were you surprised?
Well, I was surprised. Obviously, they had to have somebody take the heat, and I feel terrible for this guy because, honestly, I'm not sure he should have.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either, but it was easy to lop him off because he, since he was the interim director, it was, commissioner, it was easier to say, oh, well, you know, it's in your wheelhouse. It's when you were running things, so that's what they do, right? That's what happens. Somebody underneath goes.
Yeah, he was asked by Congress about this. He didn't respond, but he should have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's true. But do you fire a 25-year career guy? I don't know. I'm not comfortable.
Yeah. All right, so then we move to this other issue. Attorney General Eric Holder really went for the jugular.
Oh, my gosh.
I was shocked.
I really fell off my chair.
I was shocked, too. We're going to play it all over the show, but what'd you think? He goes after the congressman from California, Daryl Issa, of course, and they went back and forth. It was crazy.
Well, they did go back and forth, and finally he said, this is the way you conduct yourself as a congressman is shameful. And then Issa went to the chair of the committee, and then the chair of the committee basically, he didn't say you're out of line to Eric Holder, but he just went on with it and let Issa talk.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He had really lost it. I thought, oh, my gosh, in all my years covering Washington, I don't think I've heard anybody lose it quite like that.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was driving somewhere, and I heard it at the top of the hour, a news block, and I was stunned when I heard that. I pulled over, actually, to listen to what they were saying so I could hear it a little bit better. But, wow, it's absolutely crazy. And, of course, for people listening to America Tonight, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-8. The next thing, of course, it's the three-headed monster, Benghazi, emails now, talking about the State Department. What's the storyline here?
Well, it's hard to know. The White House smartly released all these emails that seems to be, less politically oriented and more what was really being talked about. But why did it take them so long? What's that about?
Yeah.
That's
they had them. Yeah,
and,
they had them.
I wrote a piece today on why why this came up in quite the way that it did, and how the White House can regain the trust of the press. I mean, they are trying to clean things up, but I'll tell you, it's just not very good.
No, and your piece was, I'm looking at your piece, and people can find it at foxnews.com, and the headline is President Obama and the Press, How to Heal a Dysfunctional Relationship. And, of course, you would know, because what did you do before the 20 years before this?
I was in mental health dealing with family therapy, and the whole article is really about it's like a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we haven't even talked about the AP scandal, speaking of the press. What's new on that front?
Well,
anything?
The White House keeps putting off any questions about that, and pretty successfully, I have to say, by saying that it's under investigation and they don't want to prejudice an investigation. So they're basically taking the heat off themselves.
Yeah. All right. It's interesting. Every day, as the world turns,
never is dull.
It's true. Good time to be covering politics in D.C. Ellen Radner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, in that conversation with Ellen, it's interesting. I do think he was the fall guy, but he was the convenient fall guy because it's just being widely reported right now. The IRS chief wasn't so thrilled about the Obama claim that he was asked to resign because he claimed in an email that he's leaving because his acting assignment was ending in early June. So you do the math. He didn't have that much longer to go. So did he write a face-saving email announcing the fact that he was leaving when his assignment was early? Was he the easy fall guy? He was the fall guy. There's no question about it, but that's pretty convenient if he was going to be gone anyway. So he throws him out, but he was leaving in a couple of weeks. So these series of scandals that have slammed into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, this is what you look for. You look for the easy, softer target, especially one that wasn't going to be tethered to him for very long in the first place, because I heard behind the scenes that Obama went berserk on the Treasury Secretary, Jacob Lew, to just get to the bottom, find out who was responsible for this so-called program at the IRS that was targeting Tea Party groups and anybody connected to a conservative organization. And Lew is claiming, woohoo, we took the first step by requesting and accepting the resignation of Steve Miller, the acting guy. But as soon as Miller knew this was going to happen, so as soon as he knew that was going to happen, he made sure that they were aware, meaning the media, hey, I was leaving anyway. So because it was over, I was done. I was the acting guy. Although, does that look good on your resume? The president asked you to resign, but your assignment was almost over. So then you come back and say, well, nah, I was going to leave anyway. I don't know, I think he still writes him a good letter of recommendation. Not sure. I'm assuming he worked for the government, so he's in that inner circle. Somewhere, somehow, he ends up okay, because he was going to retire, so he had everything in place. You know, the bottom line is, the 501c's a threat to the country. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. And it's like I said the other day, how do you rank these scandals? I mean, which one is the worst? Is it Benghazi? Is it the situation with the press and the Associated Press and going through the phone records? Or is it the IRS? I mean, it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And we can't stop talking about it. And because we're the taxpayers, and this is your taxpayer dollars at work, we don't want to let go of this. When I said to Ellen it's the buzz in the backyard, it most certainly is, because this is what people are talking about. I know today I had just 3 impromptu discussions, nothing to do with radio or being on the air, just people just blurting out to me their thoughts about the cesspool in Washington, as somebody said to me. All right, Chuck Schumer has a solution to help the media and AP after the whole phone records deal. He decides to say, let's reintroduce the Media Shield law. That means that it would allow media organizations to challenge subpoenas of phone records and offer some kind of legal protection anyway for protecting confidential sources. You've got no free press if all of your sources are plugged up and you got to think they're mute right now. We're climbing over the wall, and I'm going to tell you about some nasty weather right here in the studios of America tonight. That's next. Hang on. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joe Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
More than 100 people have been injured. 2 people, they say, dead. A tornado cut a wide swath through North Texas. Our satellite facility is in North Texas, of course. The mothership is in Minneapolis. They just get a bunch of snow dumped on them. And right now, the winds and the storms are horrific. There have been reports of tornadoes touching down in a couple of different areas. And hospitals just, the one hospital just jammed at Granbury, Texas. With this kind of a tornado, what happens is they touch down, lift up, touch down again, they hopscotch. They're famous for hopscotching, so you have to kind of really keep an eye on it. And when it's dark, of course, that doesn't help very much either, because it's tough to see. You don't see it when it's you got a storm, as many of you know who know anything about tornadoes. You can see that funnel cloud coming, but in the dark, it's a whole different story. So there have been some terrible trauma, injuries, I saw a car lifted into the air. Of course, this was through a television shot that I happened to see. But they're evacuating neighborhoods and whatnot. And the place that got hit the worst is a place called Cleburne, Texas. It's about 15,000 people that live there. And you might have heard of Cleburne, Texas before, because with the natural gas that's going on there, the extracting of that, they had a couple of earthquakes, and that made national news. So 32 counties in Texas, 4 in Oklahoma, under a tornado watch until 1 a.m. So if you see the whiteboard go up, you're looking at our camera at americatonight.net, then you know a tornado has hit and the studio's gone dark. But it's pretty scary stuff. It's that hail, too, that comes down. And it's the fact, if I just mentioned, the hopscotching that is so scary about how a tornado can fool you. You watch it, you're looking, and then all of a sudden people are caught off guard. And the whole idea is you just have to stay alert. And it sounds like what you heard. Really, the base of it can sound exactly like that. It's just this force of nature that all of a sudden is there. And no matter what, the bottom line is, it's something that you're going to deal with, just like snow in Minneapolis, just like mudslides in California, with often torrential rains, and there are so many other areas that get slammed by tornadoes, too. Certainly in the Midwest, people are on the lookout for that. And Granbury, Texas, is a place where a lot of people go. It's got a pretty lake by it, and a lot of people go in and out of that Granbury area. So it's pretty nasty. Houses just shredded. Anything in the wake of the tornado, just completely shredded. All right, speaking of shredded, this wasn't shredded, but what's very, very interesting is these new Benghazi documents that show that the State Department really tried to dodge the political football. Now, that's not new for anybody listening to America Tonight. You all suspected it. We've been talking about it. And, of course, some of that's been coming out, and there's been nothing but denials. There's no question that the administration just didn't really want to say, I think, what happened. This whole talking points thing is serious. And the reason it's serious is because they just keep trying to hose down the situation. They will not, it's like they try at all costs to avoid references to Islamic extremist groups and, you know, previous security warnings that happened months ahead. Initially, remember, they asked for backup twice. That was on the record. You know, these emails don't lie. They say dead men can talk because you go through their email and you see it. And clearly, there was a line to the ambassador, Chris Stevens. It makes you feel so badly for this guy's family and for the other three, too. So they released the emails and the notes because they knew this was going to happen. So the documents showed that the White House and several other departments played a huge role in editing the talking points. So when they say, well, who cares? You know, Hillary Clinton said that. You know, we're it's horrible what happened, and, you know, we're basically moving on from that. Well, there's no moving on from that because it's a script, and the script was a false one. It's pretty simple. What happened? Who's responsible? You know, who, what, where, when, and why. They teach you that in journalism school, right? That's what you want to know. And that's it. If they didn't know, they should have said they didn't know in the beginning. So we're still back to that whole circle again. It is like a circus. It's like theater in the round. That's what we're hearing. You know, in the background, by the way, you're hearing several storms, as I said. If suddenly you hear the beep, you know what happened. I'm just warning you. So, you know, the then CIA director was David Petraeus, and he objected to them watering down the version, the talking points that were going to be used for the UN ambassador, Susan Rice. And then look what happened. It's like he had a premonition. Of course he knows. She goes on the Sunday Swirl, the political talking shows, and throws up what she threw up. And Greg Hicks, who is all the way in Tripoli, is frankly stunned by what he hears because he had talked to the ambassador while they were under attack on the phone. So this makes absolutely no sense. But the sad thing is, really, what's going to happen here? Is anything going to happen? You had a 100-page file that showed that the State Department were more heavily involved in editing the talking points than was known. You know, this tug of war over the CIA and what they knew, the State Department, I mean, you know, that's the bottom line. So they released the documents because they had to, because the whistleblowers testified. One email sent the Friday night after the attack said that the State Department had major reservations with much or most of the document that was floating around. And then individual emails leading up to that whole assessment show that the state officials objected to the earlier versions from the intelligence community of the events, period, right? And what were the earlier versions? Islamic extremists with ties to Al-Qaeda participated in the assault, and they discussed links to the militant group Ansar al-Sharia. So, clearly that's what it was. So, you have the Department of Justice secretly getting phone records from the AP. Now you have these emails coming out, but it's not a shocker, right? Why is it that there's this problem with truth-telling? How is that so difficult? Because you're trying to change the narrative. That's what it's about, apparently. And there's all kinds of things, too. With the emails are an unbelievable read. They show that Petraeus's deputy, Mike Morrell, was involved in circulating the revised points. So there was your CIA, we're covering up the thing. In one email, he said that the State Department had deep concerns about referencing prior warnings. And of course they did, because then what are we going to pick up on as Americans? Hey, we got this one career politician, we got three other dedicated people around him, and for 7 months they've been asking for backup because they're very, very worried about it. And how are we going to react? And how is that going to play out? Not well. So if they could have just crossed that off, they would have done the same thing and altered that version. Ridiculous, I'd say. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends. Believe it or not, there's more news that we're talking about in the nooks and crannies besides what's happening in Washington, even though it's very, very big. And it makes me very, very angry and very, very sad. Stay with us.
It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
Hey, America, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, broadcasting from Tornado Alley. Man, it is wicked weather all around me. I'm in a studio, but let me tell you, just a few feet away from me, you should hear the pounding of the baseball-size hail. And there were terrible tornadoes just a short while ago, not cutting through the studio, but not too far from the studio, and 100 people, they say, about 100 people injured, and 2 people killed as a result of that. It's just that reminder, the fragility of life and Mother Nature, the battle ensues. You've all been there. I mean, I bet everybody listening to me has some horrific Mother Nature story, or something they dodged, whether they were evacuated because of a fire, a mudslide. They dealt with flooding, you dealt with a hurricane, you dealt with a tornado, something. Pick whatever horrible flavor Mother Nature has offered you, and I bet you've all been through it. I always say that. I used to almost always start the show with something that happened weather-wise, because it seemed like forever we were talking about tornadoes and hurricanes and terrible destruction and massive response to that to try to, you know, to try to help the people, however, was possible. All right, we know there's big fallout in Washington. It's just a question of, you know, what kind of heads will roll. So far, the IRS acting chief is gone, but then there was a bogus part to that that we all know. He flat out said it's Steve Miller. He was done in June. He was retiring. So I'm going to call that a wash because, of course, that's not. Oh, he's responsible. He's the one that targeted the Tea Party and conservatives to the 501c4s, it's his fault. And no, but he takes a little bit of a fall, except for that he was going anyway, and he made sure everybody knew that sure, I'll give you my resignation, I'm just going to leave in 3 weeks. So, yeah, there you go. One of the biggest things I think that's kind of gotten missed in all the reporting of this is the fact that the IRS top brass, have gotten in the last 3 years, there was a great report about this, have gotten $42,000 in bonuses. The executive in charge of the tax exemption department specifically, and the federal employee at the center of the exploding scandal, was given that amount of money between 2009-2011. It's easy to look that up, but as the director of a very important division, right, because they process and they approve or deny applications from groups that are seeking that tax-exempt status, and that's a big deal to get tax exemption on all kinds of levels, because obviously we know what the taxes do to nonprofits or what happens to organizations when they don't have the tax-exempt status and they're kind of on the bubble there, or they should have gotten it. So, anyway, her salary was $172,000 plus between 2009-2010 and $177,000 in 2011-2012. So with the bonuses over that four-year period, boy, I should have worked for the government. And I couldn't. I couldn't do it because I can't be the happy little soldier that does what I'm supposed to do. They hand me the narrative. Here's what really happened. Anyway, she got $740,931 for the four-year period. How about that? And admitted last week that her agency had singled out the groups with words like Tea Party and Patriot in their names. That's how the story broke in the first place. You know, all that delayed resolution of the applications that took months or even a year. While applications, because it's easy to look at the two piles, it was easy to compare them. It's truth. It's not Republican rhetoric. But applications from the liberal groups were processed in a month or so. It's ridiculous. And the fact that they didn't think it would raise any eyebrows, because it's easy to find out that information, is absolutely stunning. So good work by the Examiner for reporting all the booty that she got, and while everybody else was getting slammed and their applications were just sitting in a back room somewhere. All right, I'll tell you what, in our next segment, I want to throw somebody in the dungeon. It'd be obvious to put any one of the players involved in the AP scandal or the IRS scandal or Benghazi or even the military nonsense that's going on now, the sexual harassment stuff that's just exploded. But my candidates for the dungeon are as follows. I'm going to start with the first one, O.J. Simpson, because O.J. Simpson, who really was an idiot, let's face it. Everybody thinks he got away with murder, but hey, that's our justice system, and he was tried, and they found him not guilty in a criminal court so long ago, it seems like. But then he decides that he has to have his memorabilia, freaks out in a hotel room, gets slammed with all kinds of charges, including kidnapping, because he wouldn't let anyone leave, and then somebody in his posse waves around a gun. That was a big no-no. And that really landed him in prison for what could be the rest of his life. He's blaming his attorney. It says it's unfair. Yale Galanter put him in this situation, he's saying. So he testified in hopes of getting a retrial on, as I mentioned, kidnapping, assault, and robbery. Here's OJ in his own words.
They had a good relationship with the media, and consequently, I was in the media a lot. He has told me that representing me had helped him in his business. The overall advice he gave me was is you have a right to get your stuff. He gave me an example that if you were walking down the street and you saw your laptop with your name on it in a car, you can use a force to break the window of the car to get the laptop. I felt if they had that picture, that might be where some of the other pictures I had with various presidents and with my kids in the Oval Office with Gerald Ford. And I, you know, my kids would like that picture, you know.
All right, so he's saying that he heard the comparison there, that he was figured that they were on the right track, but they weren't, so he's looking for the retrial. He has really a 5% chance, if that, of having this case be retried. Very, very doubtful that that will happen. And Ronald Goldman's father, I think, would have a heart attack on the spot, because there's nobody that was happier about O.J. Simpson falling into the rabbit hole, the pit of despair, from this bungled nonsense over memorabilia than the Goldmans, because of what happened to their son. So he was convicted. He was convicted of leading that group of his pals, his posse, into that room at the Palace Station Hotel and casino and threatening and using guns and force to get back what he wanted of his memorabilia. Got to ask yourself, was it really worth it, O.J.? Was any of it worth it? Was any of it worth it? CC Guns says O.J. was set up. White people are racist and set O.J. up. And says, free O.J. What do you think? O.J. should get freed? Was he set up? 855-266-5283. I interviewed O.J. Simpson before the Las Vegas thing happened. And we went through everything that happened in the criminal trial and whatnot. And he told me that somebody else definitely did it, and he would tell me who it was. And he said to look into the police. Look into the police. So, I don't know. My gut tells me I think he did it. I am definitely not a racist. I think he was an incredible football player. And people really, he's charming. People really, really liked O.J. Simpson. There was a theory floating around that he was protecting his son, that his son did it. And there's all kinds of other conspiracy theories and whatnot. Bottom line is he was initially cleared of that in the justice system. So, you know, then he went on with this memorabilia thing, which is crazy. All right, so number two on my list, O.J. Simpson for the dungeon. Number two, New York rich people. Why would I talk about New York rich people? Why? Because that 1%, the New York Post reported, that New York families have hired disabled guides to help speeding their families through long lines at Disney World. So the disabled people pose as family members. That gives the whole group access to more convenient entrances. And the guides hired through Dream Tours Florida cost about $130 an hour. So who wants to get a speed pass when you can use a handicapped guide, a black market handicapped guide, to circumvent the system altogether? So, New York rich people. And then third on my list to go into the dungeon, the makers of Downton Abbey. Why? Season 4. Couldn't it be, you know, PBS, they're shocked, so popular. Highest rated drama in their history. So guess when Downton Abbey comes back again for season 4? You ready for this? Tick tock, tick tock. January of 2014. And then it only goes... I know! I know, we're getting jobbed. And the series then only goes for 8 straight weeks until February 23rd. That's ridiculous. And what do you think the chances are we're not going to find some spoilers in that? So, I don't know. What do you think, people? O.J. Simpson for the dungeon? New York City's rich people for hiring the handicapped to make their lines short at Disneyland? Or the makers of Downton Abbey for making us wait so long for season 4, for goodness sake?
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
With all of us here on America Tonight, me, Kate Delaney, and, of course, the glue of the show, Nathan Reeder. So, Dungeon, this is it. These are your three candidates for the Dungeon. O.J. Simpson, and I, really, O.J. Simpson for being a fool anyway. Why does he get into a situation where he explodes and goes to a casino hotel room to get back his memorabilia with somebody who has a gun? They won't let people out of the hotel room. I mean, come on. You don't think that they're going to film this? They're going to tell everyone it's going to be a big deal? Of course it was going to be a big deal. It was just a stupid thing in the first place. But like I said, the Goldmans couldn't be happier, and it was easy to nail him for this. He, you know, he handed them the jail term on a silver platter, but he thought his lawyer was going to get him off. Because remember, he had the dream team last time. Didn't have quite as much money, had Yael Galanter, who's a decent enough lawyer, has a good reputation. But Galanter, try as he might, couldn't get him out. So now Simpson wants a retrial, fat chance of that. New York City rich people would be two on the list. Shockingly, what are they doing at the Disney facilities in Orlando, Disney World and Disneyland? Well, and it's mostly Disney World, they're hiring handicapped people to be their guide so that they can get through the lines faster. Because they don't want to wait in the lines with the 99%, I suppose. Right? They want to get through faster, so hire the handicap. You can afford it, $130 an hour, then your kids get to ride on Magic Mountain and everything else while all the other people sit and wait in line. And then Downton Abbey is the third one, and Downton Abbey, because they had explosive ratings for a PBS show, Americans especially were so hooked into Downton Abbey. Of course, the British were, and Europeans and lots of other people, but to have so many people in America talking about it was huge for PBS. So what do? Julian Fellows, when they put this whole thing together, season four comes back in January 2014. Do you know how much can happen between now and January of next year? Are you kidding me? So those are the three. Who would you put in the dungeon?
Man, I'm going to stick with OJ.
I know, it's so creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's creepy. It's just like he craves publicity. I almost think it's publicity. Oh, I got along with the media, so, you know, I was out there a lot. Of course he got along with the media because he wanted media attention all the time.
Yeah, he lives in that world.
He does. Even he lives in his head. And then he tripped himself up for a really stupid reason. That's crazy. Like, he got a free pass, and he just had to go back to the buffet for more. Had to go back. The rich people's pretty nasty, though, too, Nathan.
Yes, yes. But, you know, it is. They're still getting a go. They're going, you know.
You mean the handicapped people are getting the money?
Yep.
But their kids get to cheat and go in the lines faster. I mean, it's just something about that's wrong, too.
Yep.
And then Downton Abbey making people wait.
Well,
yeah.
That's all of those smart people on the, the planning for shows like that, like Mad Men or stuff like that.
Make them wait. Make them eat cake, the little people.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Downton Abbey is a great show. And Deja Suze, you got to love that nickname, says the longer we wait, the better odds. The great matriarch will die before it goes on again, and she is the show, to which I agree. And we're, of course, talking about Maggie Smith, who is incomparable. She is hilarious in her role, as the matriarch. If she were not part of that show, I think a big hole would be created without a doubt. And, you know, I kind of lean toward the O.J. Simpson thing, too. I'm kind of leaning in that direction. So I'm going to say, you know, even though he is in jail right now for putting himself out there and grabbing more headlines and getting to talk about himself, and you heard his voice, the aw shucks, blah, 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 I'm going to say we're going to put O.J. Simpson in our special little holding cell in the castle. So, Nathan, please escort him in.
With pleasure.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, so there you go. O.J. Simpson in yet another prison. He's been in a prison in his own mind for a very, very long time because he went from famous and celebrity status to infamous. And, you know, I always wondered why didn't O.J. Simpson, when I do think he got the break, but regardless, he is cleared by our system. Why not just fade away? Fade away with the kids and then that's it. But he just could not help himself. And he has to constantly put himself out there. So I think for my money, he's the one that needs to go and sit in the America Tonight jail cell. This is crazy, but I happened to see this headline. I thought, oh, they could only dream this up for Barbie. because we keep talking about the IRS and the AP and some of the details we know and how wicked all that is and the fact that we're really not going to get any satisfaction over it. The person who's getting some satisfaction for sure seems to be Barbie. Could there be an inanimate object that garners more attention than Barbie, the iconic doll? I happen to see this headline that Barbie's dream house that Barbie has is debuting pretty soon here. Mattel is partnering up with a company to sell the Malibu house for $25 million. Okay, so what's the scoop here, the $25 million price tag?
Wait, is that a dollhouse or a real house?
No, it's a dollhouse.
Oh, my God.
It's a dollhouse. That's all I can tell you. It's a dollhouse. I mean, I think it's a little bit of publicity mixed in. It's plastic. I mean, come on, it's plastic. 42 years, Barbie has lived there. It's a home known around the world. So, you know, it's the ultimate bachelorette kind of compound. And it's got a property that includes 150 feet of private sandy beach, a never-ending ocean view, a pink-tastic interior, they say, pink crown molding, custom hardwood floors, and an elevator with the Barbie signature and all that kind of stuff as well. So, you know, a diamond-encrusted crystal accents around crystal chandeliers, and you talk about your 1% Barbie. What a snob. Barbie is that 1%, isn't it? She was a 1% 25 years ago. Plus, she gave all those young girls complexes because she had the impossible dimensions, right? And then she broke up with Ken in 2004. How do you break up with Ken? He was perfect. And I think that would have to make some of the guys in the audience have just a little shiver run down their back. How could that happen? So since 1971, the house is for sale, $25 million. My, oh my. You know, as I often say at the tail end of the show, if you have anything you want to share, please do. You know how you can do that? By sending us an email. At americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Of course, keep our numbers handy. You can always jingle them as well, 855-266-5283. That means the call is free. How about that?
Kyle was telling me that Dungeon Clip is from the haunted Halloween ride. It's a haunted mansion. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That was my favorite ride. I went to that thing.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.